Tonight is the eve of the feast of the exaltation of the cross and the seven sorrows of our Blessed Mother. Thursday, September the 13th, in the year of our Lord, 1973. We are at the shrine of Our Lady of the Roses, Bayside, Long Island.
Thank you. Blessed art thou among
them. There will be sent
upon your earth a great morning of great magnitude. It will be recognizable to all. Many will see and still not believe.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the across the sky.
Now I see many people down in the roadways covering their faces. Many are reaching into their pockets.
Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is.
They're searching for a bead. One woman, a very old woman now, she's holding her bead and she's crossing herself constantly. Mamma mia, mamma mia. Becoming very dark. The dust and the particles seem to cut off the light. Now over to the right, coming through this haze. The ball now seems to be above the haze. And Our Lady is coming forward now. Oh, she's not dressed in that black. Oh, now she's dressed in a beautiful white gown. It's trimmed in gold all around the edges. And Our Lady has her hands like this. And the beads are coming from her hands. White beads. And Our Lady is standing down and looking down towards us. She's coming closer down now on the right side of the flagpole.
Hail Mary, full of grace.
Our Lady is talking very softly. So softly. I can barely hear her.
Hail Mary, full of grace.
My child. There is little time left for my message to go throughout the world. Pray now a constant vigilance. Do not be led by your emotions to disregard my direction to you. You will now make a complete retirement from your world. Only necessary and close workers will be allowed to enter your home. There is no time, my child, left for entertaining.
The second sorrowful mystery, the scourging at the pillar. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name.
The cross we allow you to carry will make your work most difficult, my child. Therefore, we guide you to exercise your given grace of knowledge and perception. Do not tax the strength left in your earthly body. You will accomplish and finish the task given to you by heaven. Do not allow Satan to fill you with despair. Your mission will be accomplished. Day. head. Up to the ultimate victory over evil and the return of earth to the state in which the Father originated its being. After the trials and the cleansing, man will be set in glorious triumph over evil and follow the plan of the Father. Given you the sacramentals, and you must wear them. All who discard them to accede to the mockery and jest of those who follow the road of Satan must then join the ranks of those who will fall. Without your armor, you protected against the infiltration of the agents of hell. These agents of darkness, these agents of the Prince of Darkness exist as beings that you are unable to see with your human eyes.
The words of the Father.
For many who will knock upon your door,
Hail Mary,
I am the evil one.
Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Penance, my child, is hard. Sacrifice, my child, is difficult. The rewards of the Father for perseverance is beyond all that I could show you at this present time. Faith, my child, carry forth your mission for the Father in trust and perseverance. You will be given the strength to complete your mission. The Father, chose you, my child, long before he set you upon earth.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit.
He startles you, my child. But you do not know all the secrets of the kingdom. For should I reveal them to you, many would no longer be sacred.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Ghost.
Have great courage in your struggle, knowing that all that happens is allowed by the Father for the salvation of souls. By this manner, you will reap many benefits, if not for yourself, but for others.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name.
Love your enemies, my child. It is easy to love those who love you back, but far greater a grace to love those who calumniate you.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with
thee. Those who set and say all manner of evil things against you, pray for them, my child.
Hail Mary,
you do not have to answer for your actions, for the Father looks into the heart.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with
my child. You are a messenger from heaven, and as such, you will only take your direction from the Father. Many will be sent to mislead you. Many will mislead you. But this, my child, will bring upon you only additional suffering. You must not allow your ears to be filled with suggestions not from heaven.
Blessed art thou among women.
You will pray for all directions. Make no decisions until you consult the Father in quiet manner.
Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is
babbling tongues often enter Satan within your confines.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee.
The battle of a spirit goes on. Satan rages throughout your world. You must be prudent and watchful. But first and above all, my child, you must pray more in choir. Many graces, many manifestations will be given to those who have assembled here on the grounds chosen by the Father. I come among you as a mediatrix of graces, graces free for the asking. I am a consoler of mothers, a director of the wandering young, and above all, a light on the road to the kingdom. My children, light your candles with me and follow me as I direct you on the road to heaven. Prayer, atonement, sacrifice, cast aside the things of your world and yourself, consecrate your life to Mother's heart of my Son.
In the name of the Father and of the Son.
All who do this will be saved.
In the name of the Father and of the Son.
I bless you, my children. In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. I should sit down now. Because Michael is over on the right side. See, this is a beautiful light for you, Father Alleluia. Oh, yes. Oh. Right across. Oh, yes. Yeah. Of tender? For your self-glorification. We have found, my child, that you have been in the habit of losing your temper. Therefore, we now place you in the rule of silence. You will now virtue.
Thank you. Blessed art thou among women.
Oh, she has on
a beautiful white or some of the cream-colored cloak over her head and down on her feet. Oh. Now she's saying, my sister, you have paid no heed to my words. You are dressing yourselves like pagans. The convent will be empty. Whatever shall we do? For example,
blessed art thou among women.
You must not follow the modes of the world. My sisters, you have been misled. Return to your habits. None will enter your convent with true vocation, with the example you set now upon yourselves and the world. Is it because you have lost the love of your God?
Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb.
Do you not feel great honor for the symbol of your being a true spouse of your God?
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou.
Half-hearted vocations
of thy womb, Jesus.
Sinfulness within the convent. Oh, woe, my sisters, whatever will become of you now?
Oh, my Jesus,
better that you wear the true habit and sign of dedication, that you burn in the fires of hell. You will not bring true postulants into the convent by your example now.
And after this our exile shall not bless the blessed fruit of thy womb, Jesus. O Lord, and all the Lord, pray for us, the Holy Mother of God, that we may be worthy of the promise of Christ. In the name of the Father,
you walk in darkness, my sisters. Pray for the light, or your convent will be closed. This is the plan of the enemy of God.
And of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost.
You must take yourselves from the world and worldly pursuits.
Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Ghost, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. The third day he arose again from the dead. He ascended into
hell. A lady
at the right hand of God,
and Jesus,
Father Almighty,
are coming over there by the right side of the flagpole. A lady is dressed in white with golden trim about her dress. She's wearing golden slippers. The light sandals, I can see her feet. She's carrying a very large rosary. The beads are white. The crucifix is golden.
Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Now Jesus is standing over by the trees. He's looking down. Jesus has on a a red burgundy robe. Now, Jesus is quite tall. A lady only comes up to his shoulder. He's carrying part of his robe on his right arm, over his arm. It's very full. A lady's garments and Jesus are both very full, like yards of material in making them.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord.
Now, Jesus is holding up his hand, his right hand, I can see the marks in his right hand.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, great blessed is now and the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Ghost.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will now be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus, forgive us our sins, save us from the fire of hell,
lead all souls to heaven, and thank you, Lord, for
most of your mercy. Now Jesus is pointing up to the sky, over the flagpole, and written in the sky are the letters W-A-R-M-I-N-G, warning. Now Jesus is taking his hand down, and he's going like this.
The five sorrowful mysteries, the curse.
Jesus. Clara, now Jesus has raised his hand. Oh, Jesus is going to bless all the sacramentals. All who are able will please kneel. Now Jesus is looking down. He's smiling. Jesus says, I bless in the Father objects of godly nature, left on the ground, chosen for the conversion of sinners in your world. It will not be necessary to remove these objects if they are enclosed within packages. Now, Jesus is raising his hand like this, three fingers, and he's over now on the right side by the tree. I bless you in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. And Jesus is making the sign of the Trinity with his three fingers. Now, Our Lady is standing there, and she's carrying her rosary. She's holding it in front of her like this. Now, the cross hangs center-wise, like this. And now Lady is just extending her cross. Now she's floating over to the flagpole on the right side. And that would be her right side. And now Jesus is moving over, and he's looking down and over on the people. And he's raising his hand now, and he's making the sign of the cross. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Now Our Lady and Jesus are going over to the left side of the flagpole. Now Jesus is looking down. He's looking sadly and upward to the sky. And there are the words, warning again, written in the sky just over the trees. W-A-R-N. I-N-G. Now, Jesus is coming down about the center of the flagpole, and Our Lady now is behind him, and he's raising his hand now high above his head, and he's saying, I bless you in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. And now, it's growing very bright. There's a great bright light coming beyond the trees. It's Michael. He is very enormous. He's so very large. And then behind him is another, I know it's an angel. He's dressed in a long white robe, something like Jesus's, but Michael is dressed in a short type of dress, sort of. But his feet are covered with lacings of, it looks like golden cords. And they lace onto his sandals. Now, Michael is pointing up to the sky and over by the eagle. And above now the eagle are the words, warning, W-A-R-N-I-N-G. Now, Jesus is coming now over again back to the right side of the flagpole. Veronica. My child, you will continue your mission. Many prayers are needed. Already, the plan for the seventh of the goat from the sheep has started. Great trials will be placed upon a generation that has hardened its heart and turned the deaf ear to its God. Now it's growing very, very dark. The light seems to be receding, and Our Lady is now not walking. She doesn't walk. She seems to glide over to the right side of the trees. She says, you will continue, my children, with your prayers of atonement. Many are needed now. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, amen.
Christ, His only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Ghost, born of Jesus Mary, I love you, save so, save consecrated. Jesus Mary, I love you, save so, save consecrated.
Now, have you got the candles? What time is it?
10 to 12.
All right.
That one?
No, I don't. Has everyone a candle?
You got one?
Mary, Queen of Heaven, Mother of Earth, Mia, all angels, pray for us now. Mary, Queen of Heaven, Mother of Earth, Mia, Sister of all angels, pray for us now. Mary, Queen of Heaven, Mother of Earth, Mediatrix of all graces, pray for us now. Queen of Heaven, Mother of Earth, Mediatrix of all graces, pray for us now.
Mother, pray for us.
Mary,